On a previous local news program, we talked with historian Robert Rush about the Ice Age Trail, basically in general terms. Let's take a look at it as it winds around Wood Lake.
Perhaps the most impressive is the site of Camp 4. Camp 4 was one of the 28 camps of the Rib Lake Lumber Company after it was purchased in 1906 by United States Leather Company. And Camp 4, the site of Camp 4 is right on the trail. Luckily, we have a photograph, a magnificent photograph taken in 1908 of the camp. And at that time, it had a railroad connection. And so you see the camp buildings, and then you see this locomotive with a caboose and a crew of men that are offloading supplies for the camp. And we are proposing a series of historic markers that will have text explaining what is there, and will also have the photograph. And our idea is to put the photograph at the exact spot where the photographer stood, so you'll be able to look back in time. There are at that site various remnants to be seen, much of which was considered junk. I mean, broken plates and pottery, and one of the things that amazes me are all of the old metal barrel hoops. A lot of products were shipped in wood barrels at that time. Obviously, the wood has rotted away, but there are all these barrel hoops.
Are any of the sites around Wood Lake signed?
Yes and no. I think we have currently taken down because our signage, or it's actually, we had signage up and it has not been maintained. And I don't know if at this moment there is. The other major site is on the south edge of Wood Lake. There is an outlet that is the headwaters of Wood Creek, which flows into the Rib River. And we have, once again, an actual photograph. And in 1904, the Rib Lake Lumber Company built a spur to Wood Lake. Wood Lake was used in this fashion. Logging, of course, occurred in winter, and the logs were moved from the place they were cut and then dumped on the lake, which was frozen. They were kept there because it was a handy repository. Obviously, the lake opens in spring, and then the railroad used a machine called a McGifford loader, a log loading machine, which has a big boom and a cable. And these logs were dragged out of the lake and then loaded onto flat cars. And this photograph shows that process. It was an invention, by the way, of an attorney in Duluth, Minnesota, by the name of McGifford. By the way, if you want to see one, you can go and see the McGifford loader at the Minnesota Transportation Museum in Duluth, and it's worth a visit.
I've been there. But I don't remember seeing that.
Well,
Bob, we're running out of time on today's local news program. Stay tuned tomorrow, and Bob will relate how this McGifford crane works.